5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Gentlemen, what is going on today? Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? That's right. I believe if the calendar is telling the truth, it is Wednesday, boys and girls, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Hope everybody is having a good day. I hope the pleasant weather is pleasant where you are. If I sound a little excited tonight, it's because I am. Good friend of mine, Cassidy Gunneman, is going to be giving a martial arts demonstration this evening at New Life Church in Silent Springs, Arkansas. And Cassidy has asked me to come be a part of this time of rejoicing and fellowship and, just basically spreading the word of God. And I'm excited. I mean, I know my language, gets a little rough sometimes, but it's like I tell people, when it comes to the rejoicing and the salvation of God, who are you more willing to take to listen to? Somebody who's never touched a drop of alcohol a day in his life, somebody who's never cussed like a sailor, and all that stuff. Are you more willing to listen to what God can do as in somebody's life, from somebody who's cussed like a sailor, somebody who used to drink like a sponge, And I admit it, I used to do those things. I remember a time in my life when 5 nights a week I was out dancing, cruising around, and, just being a total heathen. And I'm still a heathen to a point. I won't deny it. But, I've cleaned up some of my vices. I'll be the first to admit it. So anyway, excited to be a part of this tonight. So if you're in the Northwest Arkansas area, you don't have anything going on tonight, then we definitely invite you to come to New Life Church. It's going to start about 6:30. And we just invite everybody to come and be a part of this martial arts demonstration tonight. And not only receive the word of God, but, maybe learn how to defend yourself in the process. That's what martial arts is about. People think martial arts, going out, beating people up, blah, blah, blah. That's not it. Learning self-defense and all that fun stuff. So anyway, that's what we're going to be up to tonight. So if you get a chance, that's why we're only doing an hour show today. We're only going to be on the air until 5 o'clock. So that way we got time to prepare, make our way to Silent Springs, Arkansas, and just be part of what could be a good evening. 347-326-9073 is the phone number. Once again, 347-326-9073 is how you can get in the phone lines on the Greg Squirrel Show. We also, we got our Twitter at RingAnnouncer1. You can also hit me up on my Facebook page. We got the Greg Squirrel Show Facebook page. We also have my personal Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. So we just invite everybody to be a part of this great day. Give a big shout out to a good friend of mine, O.J. Guerra, one of the legendary martial arts instructors in the United States. He's out there listening today, so we want to say hello to the one, the only Mr. O.J. Guerra. Glad to have you tuning in today. Got some birthdays. Birthday board a little light today. So Joseph J. Rock May, good friend of mine. Want to give a big birthday shout out to him. I've known Joseph several years now. Great little football player. So definitely want to give a big shout out to J-Rock. Well, say hello to Miss Amy Beakley. She is on board in the chat room. That's right. The chat room is up. It's running. Not sure if Clint's going to be in today. You know, we actually tracked down Clint yesterday. And Clint's got a lot going on. So if Clint is not on as often as he usually is, be patient with the boy. He's got a lot of stuff going on with Extreme Fighting Inc. So once again, we just ask everybody to be patient with the man. Once again, the phone lines are open. 347-326-9073 right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Something I'm kind of upset about today, and the 2014, yes, you heard me say it, boys and girls, the 2014 University of Arkansas football schedule was released today. And I didn't realize LSU had that much stroke. And what I'm talking about was they no longer want to play Arkansas the last game of the season. And, hey, that's fine with me. You know, we'll go pick on Missouri. You know, there's always been a big controversy. There's always been a big controversy here in Arkansas about playing games in Fayetteville, where the University of Arkansas, and playing in Little Rock. Now, I don't mind playing in Little Rock. I don't mind the way the schedule is set up because we do need to cater to the fans in the central part of the state. And the southern part of the state. But they shouldn't get the big games. Like last year, LSU was in Fayetteville for the first time in years. And so, this year, 2013, we take on LSU in Little Rock. Well, so now in 2015, LSU is our home game. And the way the schedule sets up, the game goes back to Little Rock. And that's fine because it fits in. Unless they switch one of the other schools, like Ole Miss or Mississippi or Missouri. 2014, it fits in to my thought process. My thought process is Arkansas, Little Rock should get two games. The second home game of the season, non-conference. The second non-conference home game of the season. And they should get the next to last conference home game. So, going under that premise, and the 2014 schedule has been released, it looks like this. We opened the season with a conference game, which I can't ever remember that happening for the first time in years. August 30th, 2014 at Auburn. September 6th, home opener against Nicholls State. Please. September 13th at Texas Tech. Yeah, okay. September 20th, Northern Illinois. If I was the schedule maker, Northern Illinois would be in Little Rock. And I don't have a problem with that. September 22nd at Texas A&M. October 11th, Bama. October 18th, Georgia. October 25th, University of Alabama, Birmingham. That is the other thing I would switch. No more non-conference games in the middle of our conference schedule. I don't know how the other fans feel about that. They're more than welcome to call in. 347-326-9073. Call in, state your case. Do you agree or do you not agree that there should be no home schedules or no home non-conference games in the middle of conference schedule? So, November 1st, 2014, we go to Mississippi State. November 15th, LSU would be in Little Rock. And under my premise, I don't have an issue with that because that's just how it falls. November 22nd, Ole Miss would be the last home game in Fayetteville for that season. Then we close out the season November 29th at Missouri, which it looks like they have picked to be Arkansas's new permanent opponent out of the East. Because the way the schedule runs right now, I believe it's our home games, and then the East, it's like we get one school or two schools, one permanent, one rotating out of the East. So there you go. A lot of people don't like it. I mean, just for an example, let's close this out. Just as an example, and I'm checking over, making sure nobody's trying to call in, 347-326-9073. We're going to jump over here on Arkansas Razorback website, ArkansasRazorbacks.com. Don't forget season game tickets are now on sale. So, we're going to go look at the football schedule for this year and just see how my... Okay, here we go. This year we got Louisiana. Since that's a home game, we would go ahead and make the first... Since Louisiana is... Since Louisiana is the first season opener at home, second home game will be on the road in Little Rock, which is the way I would have it. That's the way I would have it, so that's good. Then we got Southern Miss in Fayetteville. Then we go to Rutgers. Then we got A&M in Fayetteville. Then we go to Florida. Then we have South Carolina in Fayetteville. Then we go to Bama. Then we would have Auburn here, Ole Miss at Ole Miss, Mississippi State here, LSU in Baton Rouge. Now, see, I would switch that. If the powers that be would let me, I would switch it to have Mississippi State, our final home game in Fayetteville, and put Auburn in Little Rock. I'm sorry. I just feel you should. Your first home game should be if you have two stadiums. It's just always been my opinion that your season opener home game at your home stadium and your closing game should be at the home stadium. I mean, like I say, once again, I have great respect for the Little Rock fans. I mean, the stadium is not top shelf, I mean, War Memorial Stadium, I've had the honor of announcing there, but it's not what I would consider a top shelf stadium. So, once again, if I was running the show on the Hill, I would have Samford in Little Rock, and I would move the Auburn game to Little Rock and giving us Mississippi State right back here in Fayetteville. If you're a Hog fan and you got an opinion on that, feel free to let me know. Feel free to call in 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. We're talking Razorback football. Like I say, the 2014 schedule was released today. And like I say, I'm not happy with it. But, you know, I don't call the shots. So, once again, going back, looking over the 2014 schedules, once again, if I was the athletic director, I would have Northern Illinois in Little Rock, and I would move, and I would have the LSU game in Little Rock. That's just how the schedule falls. And I would get rid of non-conference games in the middle of the conference schedule. I hate that more than anything, to be right in the middle of our, because we got one of the toughest conferences in football. You know, the Big 12, Big 10, whatever it is this year, they can say what they want. The Pac 10 or Pac 14, whatever they are, they can say what they want. Big East, Big 12, ACC, I mean, these other conferences can say what they want about their conferences, but the fact is, how many times in the last 5 years has the SEC won the national championship? Let's answer that question. Let's see. BCS, National Champ History. We're going to look this up right now. BCS National Champion History. Here you go. We got it right here. Starting with last year's game, you look at this. Alabama beat Notre Dame. 2011, Alabama beat LSU. 2010, Auburn beat Oregon. 2009, Alabama beat Texas. Then you got Florida, LSU, Florida. You have to go back to 2005. 2005 was the last time a non-SEC school won the national championship. And let's see, that was Texas. Texas and USC in the Rose Bowl. So that's got to tell you, for all these naysayers, all these haters thinking that SEC doesn't light them, you know, that's the proof in the pudding right there. When you have to go back all the way to 2005 to find you're not an SEC school national champion. So, like I say, SEC has it going on in football. And people want to say, well, Arkansas is just there biding its time. They need to go somewhere else. South Carolina, they need to go somewhere else where they can change. You know, If we wanted to be somewhere else, we would have already gone. South Carolina. If they wanted to be somewhere else, they would have already gone. But maybe it's not about always winning national titles or titles. Maybe it's about playing the toughest football each and every week. And when that's coming out, and when you're consistent, national champions are coming out of the SEC. I mean, there you go. That's what it is. So anyway, 347-326-9073. If you got a comment about some college football, hey, come on in here. Sean Bells, you dog, in the chat room. What's up, brother? Oh, Sean Bells. Sean Bells, my heart is filled with hurt today. Today is one of those days I wish. Yeah, Boomer Sooners. Hey, I root for the Sooners. And there's a reason I root for Oklahoma. My daddy, God bless his soul, was a big Oklahoma fan. And this was one of those houses divided. Because daddy was an Oklahoma fan. And daddy was an Arkansas fan. And so that was ingrained in me. To root for Oklahoma and boot. And a root for Arkansas. And let me tell you, I'm going to have a smile on my face every Saturday. Because I know that my daddy and my Uncle James have the best freaking seat in the house. So they can see Arkansas games and they can see Oklahoma games. And you're right. Yeah, I do have. Sean Bell says, yeah, but they've never played. I do got a funny joke about that, Sean. 1976 Orange Bowl. Lou Holtz's first year at Arkansas. Oklahoma, Arkansas played in the Orange Bowl. It was 76 or 77. I can't remember for sure. Late 70s, mid to late 70s. And Dad was talking up Pop about Barry Switzer and his Sooners. So we made a little bet. If Oklahoma won, me and my two brothers, we had to do the chores, but didn't get paid allowance. We had to do them for free. And I was cool with that. But Arkansas won. We had a big bag of oranges that nobody had been eaten out of. So the bet was that if Arkansas won, we got to squirt fresh squeezed orange juice all over my daddy. Needless to say, the final score, Arkansas 31, Oklahoma 6. So you can imagine who got what on that one. But hey, it was all in fun. So that's my favorite joke, or that's my favorite bet with me and my daddy. And my daddy always reminded me of Lou Holtz. Because Lou Holtz, back in the day when fans would throw oranges, or if they're going to the Rose Bowl, they would throw roses on the field or oranges. I always remember what my daddy and Lou Holtz used to always say. They used to always say, thank God we're not going to the Gator Bowl. So there you go. Oh, but my heart is hurting. Back to my original thought process before I got distracted about Oklahoma. My heart, today is one of those days I wish there was two of me. MMA event coming up. Matter of fact, we're going to pimp that right now. Where'd that info go? All right. Cage of Honor got a big event coming up September 28th in Carthage, Missouri. 701 South Garrison Avenue at the Carthage Memorial Hall. Sean Bales and the crew going to be fighting on that show. So good luck to Sean and the boys. A lot of great fighters going to be on this show. But man, saying the word no never hurt so bad as it did today. I got a call from Aaron Cobb, who is one of the promoters with Cage of Honor. Or not Aaron Cobb. I'm sorry. Crap. Hell. Anyway, I got a call from the promoter. Yeah, Aaron Boswell. Got a call from Aaron Boswell this morning asking me if I'd be interested in coming to announce that event. Oh, it hurt me to say no. I had to say no. As much as I've been wanting to do Cage of Honor events, yes, I had to say no because I am booked for an event over in Oklahoma that weekend. But hopefully, Cage of Honor will call me back for some of their future events, and we'll get up there and we'll rock that house like rock stars. But, oh, God. If it hadn't been, I've got an event in Oklahoma. I am booked for that night. Yeah, I know. It's killing me, too. Sean Bell says, "You're killing me, Smalls." It's killing me, too, brother. Oh, man, I never had a more depressed feeling in my chest than I did this morning. Because everybody knows how much I enjoy doing my ring announcing. Getting to know new fighters. Getting to know new promoters. Traveling new places. I mean, like I say, I'm already booked that night. I've had this event booked for 5 months now. The people I'm doing this event for, they call me at least once every 2 weeks with more stuff. So, anyway, there it is. But hoping Mr. Boswell and the crew give me a shout down the road. Says, "Greggy, we want you to come announce for us." God, I hope they do. God, I hope they do. All right. Now that we got that out the way, 347-326-9073. These people putting up funny paces in the chat room page. And I don't understand some of these faces. So I'll just be dead honest. So anyway, all right. Well, if you want to tell, anyway, hope they call me. All right. 347-326-9073. Don't forget, we got some big events coming up in the MMA world. Me personally, looks like a September 7th, going to be in Mexico, Missouri, High Foot Combat Sports. September 21st, Uncivil War MMA. October 5th, Strike King in Kansas City, Missouri. November 2nd, Strike King back in Muskogee, Oklahoma for its big three-day tournament. November 23rd, Uncivil War MMA. December 14th, Strike King. Then we already got some events booked with Uncivil War MMA. Already into 2014. So all I can say is if there's any MMA or boxing promoters that want a great ring, well, I'm not going to say great, a good ring announcer for their event, feel free to give me a shout. I'll be glad to come up and do your thing, and I won't flake out and back out at the last minutes. I am proud to say that in 12 years of doing this, I have never backed out of an event. I've had promoters call, cancel events, call up, you know, one thing or another, but I have never missed an event that I've been scheduled to ring announce in 12 years. The only time I've missed an event is if I've come down sick. And even then, I've been there. I mean, I'll be barking like a hunting dog. Yes, I'm barking like a hunting dog, but I'm there. Well, say hello to our new friend Cassie. She's joined up on the posse on the Greg Skrull Show. If you want to keep track of the Greg Skrull Show, you just look us up on Facebook, the Greg Skrull Show, and hit the like button, and we are right there. Let's see who's over in the chat room. We want to say hello to Melissa, Tressa, Kimberly, Sandra, Kim, Cassie, Delinda, Mitzi, and Armel. Let's see, who else is down here? God, we got a bunch of people. We got Aaron, Adrian, Alex, Alfonso, Alicia, Andy, Angela, Annette, Antoine, Arnie, and Banson. We got a whole bunch of people listening today. I want to say to our good friend Megan Goodwin. She's out there, got her ears on. Also want to say hello to Michael Ward. He is up there checking us out. You can find Michael Ward if you want to support him and his adventures in fighting. Look Michael Ward up on the Facebook page. So a lot of good stuff going on out there. I want to say hello to Prince Christian Camp. He is out there. He's in the gym training hard for his next event. Look forward to seeing him soon. 347-326-9073. Call on in here and say how you was. All right. Jump over here and look at some sports headlines. Just kind of give you an idea of what's going on today. Oh, let's see here. Houston, Texas, defensive end Antonio Smith has been suspended by the NFL for the week one of the regular seasons and the last two preseason games for hitting Miami guard Richie Incognito in the head with a helmet. NFL cutting down on that crap. Everybody's having to learn how to tackle again. So there you go. Oh, let's see here. Big news out of baseball. Atlanta Braves outfielder Jason Hayward has been hit in the right jaw by a pitch, taken to the hospital for examination. 90-mile-an-hour fastball. And he went down like a cheap date on prom night when he got hit. All right. 347-326-9073 is the phone number. We keep passing that along because we want people to call in. Houston, Texas running back Arian Foster has been removed from the physically unable to perform list and has been practicing with the Texans for the first time since May. So hopefully, just hopefully, he's going to be able to get back in there and play some football. I want to say hey, Russ Keeler, Colin Bobrink, and Jason Windsor. They're tuning in to us right now, right here on the Greg Skrill Show. All right. Chicago Bears linebacker Jonathan Bostack has been fined $21,000 for his hit during last week's preseason game against San Diego. Now, I watched that game. And I personally didn't think the hit was that bad. But, you know, they're diluting football down so bad. They're diluting football down so bad that it's getting to the point to where they just might as well put underwear, or not underwear, they got underwear on. They need to put pink panties on them and call it the Powder Puff Football League. That's my opinion. I mean, what do you think? 347-326. Yeah, there's been a lot of crazy stuff. Sean, you're a good man, brother. I'm starting to like you more and more every day. Sean Bells passed on a message. Hey, a lot of stuff going out there on right there with the kids and stuff. Two kids have gone missing in the last 72 hours. One was kidnapped by his father, who turned around and shot his grandmother. And another was taken by a family friend. And a little girl body was found yesterday. So, if you know, all I can say, do is encourage, get your kids some self-defense classes. That's, you know, I don't know how else to say that. Get your kids some self-defense classes so they can learn to fight off these enemies or fight off these idiots. And, you know, that way no more kids show up in a ditch somewhere. You know, it's getting crazy out there, ladies and gentlemen. So, if you have kids, make sure you give them a big hug. And, I mean, we got to do something about that. This is getting crazy out there. So, so just give them a big hug. That's all I ask. Kind of multitasking. I got everybody and their dog sending me messages, which I don't mind. John Michael O'Mara, want to say hello to you. So, a lot of good concerts coming up in the area. Anyway, kids, whether you're kids, adults, whatever, get you some self-defense. I've read several stories There was a stabbing here in Fayetteville this afternoon. And, I mean, people got to learn how to protect yourself. If you're not going to carry, if you're not going to go out and buy a gun, then at least take some kind of self-defense so you have a fighting chance of defending yourself and surviving. There's a lot of great martial arts schools out there that you can go to. So get on it. I do not want to read any more names about somebody getting attacked. Or what that? All right. So let's run back over to the headlines. As I mentioned, Jonathan Bostic fined $21,000. Let's see. Had some afternoon baseball. Atlanta beat New York 4-1. St. Louis beat Milwaukee 8-6. Seattle is beating Oakland 4-3, and Boston is beating Frisco 6-1. So there's your afternoon. Once again, I want to say hello to my buddies, Fayetteville Nutrition Center. They've got me hooked, boys and girls. The first thing I crave when I wake up in the morning is a smoothie with some aloe to help soothe down the insides, and some kind of tea, nice herbal tea. So, check out Fayetteville Nutrition. If you're in the Northwest Arkansas area, Fayetteville Nutrition Center, located off of Joyce Boulevard. Go in there, see Rhonda and the crew, and they will set you up with some good stuff. The last couple of days I've had the Reese's peanut butter smoothie. Today I did the white chocolate peanut Reese's smoothie. It was just as good as the regular. Matter of fact, I think it was just a little bit better. So we'll just have to see about that. No football tonight, so we're good there. Of course, we got our baseball. Like I say, we've already got some games. The rest of the baseball lineup looks like this. Pittsburgh, San Diego, Tampa Bay, Baltimore, Cleveland, L.A., Angels, Toronto, Yankees, Colorado, Phillies, Minnesota, Detroit, Zona, Cincinnati, Dodgers, and Miami, Houston and Texas, Washington, the Cubbies, Chicago White Sox, and Kansas City. Don't forget, the Babe Ruth Little League World Series is going on. So get out there and check out some of the great baseball action there. I mean, you got to love watching them kids because they give it everything they got. So there you go. Kind of looking around some other stuff. Don't see. All right. Pop back over here. Nothing in the NBA really big to talk about. We don't even mess with hockey. Let's see. Oh, let's see here. Four Vanderbilt football players have pled not guilty in a rape case. Former University of Southern Florida wide receiver heading to Iowa State. Let's see here. Let's go down this. Corey Beatty, Brandon Banks, Jaborian McKenzie, and Brandon Vandenberg. Once again, all of them Vanderbilt players pleaded not guilty to a rape case. Ohio State has banned three players, Bradley Roby, Carlos Hyde, and Rod Smith, have all been suspended for Ohio State's opener. East Carolina, is it East Carolina? Yeah, the ECU Pirates. East Carolina, Justin Jones and Jabril Solomon have been declared ineligible. So that's going to leave ECU a little hurt in the wide receiver department. Geno Smith, Alabama cornerback, has been suspended for the season opener against Virginia Tech after he was busted for drunk driving. What are these guys going to learn? God. When are these guys going to learn? Sophomore tailback Mike Davis has been picked to start at tailback for South Carolina for the upcoming season. Bad news out of Notre Dame. Notre Dame linebacker Danny Spond has announced he is ending his football career after suffering a paralyzing migraine headache. So there you go with that. Thoughts and prayers go out to him and all of his future endeavors. And that's pretty much it out of the college ranks. Let's see here. Nothing real big out of NCAA basketball. Former Xavier University basketball player has sued the school. Des Wells has filed a federal lawsuit against Xavier University over being expelled. Let's see. Sophomore forward Yohani Papapetro has signed with a Greek professional basketball club, which means he's leaving the University of Texas. So he was a sophomore forward, and he is going to Greek to pursue the pros. TCU forward Devontae Abram will miss the upcoming season after tearing his Achilles tendon. Team officials confirmed Abram got hurt earlier this month and when he was team played games in Canada. Thoughts and prayers go out to Devontae Abram, ex-Arkansas Razorback. Was really hoping to see him catch on and do good down at TCU. So our thoughts and prayers go out with him. Hope he can get back out there soon. Word out of Indiana is that Calbert Chaney is transferring to St. Louis. So that's going to be a big loss for Indiana. And that's pretty much it as far as the basketball news. Kind of boosted looking around. Apparently, for all you Earnhardt Jr. fans. Apparently Jr. is under a little bit of heat. Two weeks ago, Earnhardt Jr. was looking like a lock for the chase, but now he's sitting in seventh in the standings. So there you go. Kind of checking out some more stuff there. As everybody knows, Ty Dillon will be moving from the Camping World Truck Series to the Nationwide Series, replacing his older brother Austin Dillon in the number 3 car. Austin Dillon is moving up to the Big Show next season for NASCAR and Richard Childress Racing. So that's so that's pretty much the NASCAR news. 347-326-9073. We got about 8 minutes left in the show. 7 minutes, I'm sorry. And no big stuff coming out of the PGA trucks. Dustin Johnson, Paulina Gretzky are engaged. Big whoop. She hot. I know her mother is. Or her mother was. Oh, hell yes. Never mind. Hey, I'm still a man. All right. So that's all of our big headlines for today. Yes, it's almost Christmas. Yes, I said it. It's almost Christmas. I was looking at Christmas decorations today, and it was kind of fun. Because I'm a visual person, and I always take pride in my Christmas trees. And so I was kind of getting a scout. They already got ornaments 40% off. What's up with that? So anyway, I was looking at Christmas decorations today, and I posted some pictures on Facebook. Because I can't decide what colors I want to use this year. The choices were red and black. Red and black, red and pewter, which is a dark silver color. Red and black is one choice. Red and pewter, another choice. Purple and black is one choice. And then there was kind of a peacockish looking color. So, we'll just have to see. Yes, it's almost Christmas. Get over it. Deal with it. I'm kind of upset. I'm not going to get to play Santa Claus. There's a being part Native American. There is a big Christmas powwow over in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. And unfortunately, I'm not going to get to be Santa Claus this year because I am already booked for an MMA event that weekend. So, kind of sad. All right. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if get out, get in, learn some self-defense. And maybe you won't end up like this stabbing victim that was found inside her house dead in Fayetteville, Arkansas this afternoon. If you know, even if you don't want to own a gun, you can learn a little bit of self-defense and still manage to defend yourself. May not prevent you from getting hurt, but it may prevent you from getting dead. How do you think about that? So there you go. All right. 347-326-9073. We got just a few minutes left. Once again, I appreciate everybody hanging in with me, kind of getting used to the feel again without Clint here on a full-time basis. And I don't know if this is going to be a permanent thing, a temporary thing, or just what. Ted and Black will make a really cool pick with the doggies. Ted and Black. What color is Ted and Black? Okay, I'm going to have to go to Sherman Williams because I've never heard of the color Ted. I wonder if she meant red. Anyway, red and black are in the lead. I think everybody's voted for the red and black. The red and pewter look sharp, though. But, you know, that's all right. I can do red and black. No big thing. We'll just have to wait and see, because we're still going to be taking, you know, we're still going to be taking votes for a while, because Christmas is a couple of months away. Oh, red and black. Okay, there you go. Well, you said Ted and black. My friend Michelle says Ted and black when she meant red and black. Okay. Well, say hello to Cowpoke. Just checked into the chat room. Thank you for listening in on today's program. All right, boys and girls, don't forget, if you're not doing anything tonight and you're in the Northwest Arkansas area, we invite you to New Life Church in Siloam Springs, Oklahoma. Siloam Springs, Arkansas. Going to be martial arts demonstration, spreading the word, good word of God. So we invite everybody, if you're not doing anything tonight, come on over and check it out. It's going to be fun. There you go. We are going to go ahead and start heading on out of here so we can start getting ready to head to Siloam Springs. In the meantime, we will see everybody tomorrow. Once again, Amy, Sean, Cowpoke, everybody over in the chat room. We appreciate you guys tuning in. So, same, tell your buddies, tell your friends. Don't forget Fayetteville Nutrition Center. If you want to get hooked up with some great health and nutritional aids, go over and check out Fayetteville Nutrition Center here in Fort Smith, or here in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Why did I just say Fort Smith? Fayetteville, Arkansas. Get over there and check them out. I highly recommend the white chocolate Reese's smoothies. They are all good. Give you a little bit of energy boost, and it's good for the body. So, we are out of here. So tell your buddies, tell your friends about the Greg Squirrel Show Monday through Friday, 4 till whenever. Sometimes we go to 5:30, sometimes we go to 6. You just never know. Depends on what we have to talk about that day. But until tomorrow, which is Thursday, we are out of here. So everybody be safe, and we will talk to you tomorrow on the Greg Squirrel Show.